Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. You see here my device. I need my device. Do you need your device? Well, if you're like most people, you do. But this can cause brain cancer. What can you do? Well, Body Align has an answer. All you have to do is get the circular dot, okay, that they send out. You put it on the back of your cell phone and it negates the harmful EMF radiation that leads to things like glioblastoma, all of John McCain, Ted Kennedy as prime popular people examples. Now, is it easy to apply? Yeah, just simply stick it on. Does it work? 30-day money back guarantee, but I guarantee you, you're not going to want your money back. You want your health back. So all you got to do is go to a Body Align, Align, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have an interesting and breaking story for you here, and we're going to bring it to you. It's from Rebel News. I love the work that they do. Here on this visual, you can see right here. Do you know who that is? That's one of the most evil men on the planet. His name is Larry Fink. He's the CEO of the most evil company on the planet, BlackRock. Rebel News is ready to confront him. And I'm going to talk about my takeaway from this. This isn't just sheer harassment by Rebel News. I think it's very good. Exposing that the WF is meeting, tried to meet in secret, didn't work, and they're plotting against Donald Trump.
Mr. Fink, are you going to follow Donald Trump's plan and get rid of DEI and ESG in your companies? BlackRock really is the opposite.
Here we have more interference. So anyway, what Rebel News does here is they follow Larry Fink. And what they do here is they confront him repeatedly. And the security guards get physical, even though there's no attempt to interfere with the mobility of Larry Fink, even though there's no attempt to block him going anywhere, touching him in any way. The security people began to push on other media that will join in with Rebel News. And Larry Fink refused to answer questions. And it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to play this for you. It looks to me like this is
Of
people.
Donald
Here we
Trump in
go.
so many ways.
Here we
You're
go.
authoritarian, you're anti-populist, you're top-down. Are you going to change at all in light of the U.S. presidency? How is Donald Trump, have you talked to Donald Trump since he was elected? Is the
Look at
World Economic Forum a counterpoint to Donald Trump? Why are you running away from simple questions? Just answer a question. Have you talked to President Trump yet? Why are your bodyguards pushing away journalists, Mr. Fink?
They're simple questions. Is it that hard to answer a question that you need bodyguards and to swerve through traffic? Is the next 4 years going to be bad for business with Donald Trump in charge? Is peace the last thing you want on this world?
Look
Which
at
makes
this.
more money for
Look
you,
what Fink
war in
does here.
Ukraine or
Look at
peace in
this.
Ukraine? Ezra Levant's my name, Mr. Fink.
Did you just take a
Unbelievable.
photo of you?
Am I
Is
supposed to
that a
be scared?
threat?
Is that a threat, Mr. Fink?
Are you used to bullying your way through life?
No.
What? Is that how you've lived your entire life without having? Look at this.
When was the last
I can
time
push
you
back, mate.
Don't
Don't push me, bro. Don't push me.
When was the last time you answered a question that you didn't know was coming? Why are you so unaccountable? Isn't that what you love about the World Economic Forum? You control everything.
Why do you think you deserve so much power? Hey, Avi Yemini, should I be scared now?
Which of your former directors do you want to run Canada? Mark Carney or Chrystia Freeland?
Don't push me, bro. What? What are you getting violent for, man? I could push just like you can, man. Look at these thugs. they fund wars around the world, and then you question them. They try not only to intimidate you, but physically assault you.
What's with taking photos of journalists who ask you prickly questions?
Who's more powerful, you or President Trump? Why do you think you're so disliked around the world?
Why are so many U.S. states divesting from your ESG schemes? Why are you putting your ideology ahead of your investors with ESG, Mr. Fink? Isn't that being disloyal to shareholders, putting your ideology ahead of rate of return? Why do you think you're above accountability? Is it because you're rich?
I just feel like walking with him now because his big scary bodyguards. And I don't know, Ezra, I just want to make it clear I will not kill myself.
I have no suicidal thoughts either. Mr. Fink's taking pictures of me and Abi Amini. I think that's meant to intimidate. It's a little weird, though. It feels a little thin-skinned. Do you think you're above questions? Like, why don't you even answer? Surely you have the answers. Why do you think BlackRock has become so hated, one of the world's most reviled brands? Do you take any responsibility for that? Who do you feel accountable to? It's obviously not shareholders. Do you have a God complex?
Was Biden the best thing for you? And did you fail by not being able to get another Democrat president?
Why don't you run for public office and test the support for your ideological ideas?
Is this the most uncomfortable you've ever felt? Do you think this is okay? You're a security guard, a thug. You sure? Obviously you do. You took my photo because you're hoping he'll catch up with me later. Is that supposed to scare me?
Have your bodyguards learned from you to disrespect the little people? Is that how you feel about the little people, Mr. Fink?
Are you not worried because you own the local police?
What politicians have you had meetings with, or is that a secret? Why don't you publish your itinerary? Is it because you're doing lobbying or being lobbied?
Do you think this makes BlackRock look better or worse? The fact that you've got hired thugs pushing journalists into cars, into buildings. Is that just typical? Is that the way you do business?
Doesn't it look a little bit weird that someone as rich, powerful, and smart as you can't answer any questions? Or is it that you just think you're above questions?
That's karma. Your security guard called that karma. Is that how you feel?
What's the end game for you? You're rich. You're powerful. What's next for you? Do you want to run for president one day? Or do you have bigger goals? Don't push me on the ice. You don't want a lawsuit now, do you?
Do you think there's no point in running for office because you can control them? You can control both sides from outside. Why are you pushing ladies? Mate, where are you from? Why are you such a thug? What are you so angry about in life? Did somebody hurt you as a kid?
I love it. I love it. I love it. See how cowardly these bastards are? Do you have any question whatsoever what you're dealing with? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. What could possibly be going on in Davos? As far as we know, this was not a scheduled meeting. Hats off to Rebel News and WF Reports. Awesome job, guys, getting on the scene there and figuring this out. And you can see Larry Fink is just a bad, bad, bad person. You know, he ought to go play tennis with Javier Becerra, who wants to kill non-white people with vaccines. And this is something that you're going to hear about in the next segment. You know what? Oh, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We're just getting started here. We're exposing the true nature and character of the deep state. And those people who want to lord over you with 15-minute cities. Exactly. Now, what does this tell us? The WF is meeting because Trump is scaring them. They are almost out of options. I mean, their statements are inane, nonsensical. In the case of Larry Fink, there are no statements. He just has thug bodyguards pushing on journalists and any pedestrian passerby that happens to get in the way. They deserve to be sued and they deserve to go to jail. Now, having said that, what is it they're in Davos for? And I can only think of two reasons. One, they're plotting the assassination of Donald Trump. Two, could it be a mass casualty event assassination, such as a dirty bomb, a nuclear device? These people are desperate. They're losing their grip. Trump is exerting power over Hamas. He's exerting power in other areas. They're losing their grip, and they're willing to do anything it takes to do to stay in power. Be on guard, America. Check out our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com is where you go, upper right-hand corner, put in your email, and you'll get a daily update of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. People love it because it's convenient and time-saving. Everything there, you'll have to keep coming back to check out what's new. What's new will be right there, thecommonsenseshow.com. Put your email in the address, and you'll get yours tomorrow.